This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Pope John Paul II was greeted by well-wishers as he ended his stay at a hospital in Rome today. The Pope was hoisted into the glass carriage of his Popemobile under heavy security. A giant plastic tarp was draped across the exit from Rome's Gemelli Hospital to shield him from the winter chill. The Pope was admitted 10 days ago after suffering breathing spasms. John Allen is Vatican correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter. He says John Paul II waved to supporters and looked fairly strong.
We should stress, of course, we did not hear him speak, so we don't have any reading, really, on how his voice came through this episode. But it was quite striking to see him in the Popemobile sitting upright, not slumped over as we often see him, and obviously alert. We saw him greeting some people in the hospital as he left. And so I would say, given the gravity of what happened and given the length of his stay, he seemed to once again pull through in remarkably good shape.
Was that at all surprising, given that he did not officiate at Ash Wednesday service yesterday?
No, I think precisely the point of keeping him out of the Ash Wednesday liturgy yesterday and having canceled all of his other public appearances in recent days was to preserve his strength so that he could recover, and that did appear to have had some effect.
What are officials now saying about his health?
Actually, I think the Vatican is breathing an enormous sigh of relief today. I've been speaking to senior officials all day long, and there is a general consensus that he is actually much better than they had feared he might be. Of course, you know, time will tell. It's probably worth noting that Sunday evening, the Vatican begins its annual Lenten retreat, and in effect, it shuts down for a week, and so the Pope will not be seen for that length of time. So it no doubt will be several days before we get a really good handle on where exactly he's at.
Earlier this week, a top Vatican official suggested the Pope might consider resigning, which was somewhat surprising to say that so openly, and some of the European newspapers are openly speculating about a successor. Is there any indication that that might actually happen?
Well, I think immediately the answer to that question is no. I mean, ultimately, this is a decision that is up to the personal inclinations and the mind of John Paul II, and he has spoken on a number of occasions on this question, indicating that he has no intention of resigning, and I don't see any indications that that has changed. On the other hand, you are quite right that a number of senior officials in the Church, both in Rome and elsewhere this week, have been speaking more openly about the resignation question, suggesting that it's more thinkable than perhaps it once was. And I think actually what's going on is that without any kind of grand design, sort of instinctively, what those officials are doing are preparing people for the possibility that it might one day come to that. In other words, they're trying to soften the blow if a papal resignation should someday occur.
And in doing so, are they also floating the names of possible successors?
Well, not in any open way. I mean, there is an enormous psychological taboo in the Catholic Church about discussing the succession while the Pope is still alive. And actually, for cardinals, these are the now 119 men under 80 who will be eligible to vote in the next papal election. It's actually illegal under church law to discuss the succession right now. But, you know, obviously, behind closed doors, in meetings, over dinners, you know, cardinals cannot help but be thinking and talking about this. As one cardinal said to me quite recently, this is one choice we dare not get wrong.
There's also, we mentioned the European papers that are now writing about the possibility that a new pope might be named. There's also talk of a transitional figure being named as head of the church.
Well, the way the psychology kind of works is that after a very long papacy, and then let's remember that John Paul's is now the third longest papacy in church history, going on 27 years, some people think that that what would be needed to follow that is a shorter papacy or a papacy of transition. In other words, give the church a chance to catch its breath maybe for 5 years and figure out where to go, and then elect someone else, youthful, dynamic, vigorous, who can have another long pontificate. On the other hand, there are many other cardinals who believe that given the fact that the Pope has been in very visible decline now for several years, that the church really cannot afford to wait 5 or 10 years to take a new direction, and therefore they would not be sold on this transitional theory. They would want to elect someone young and strong immediately.
John Allen, thanks for talking to us.
Pleasure.
John Allen is a correspondent with the National Catholic Reporter. He spoke to us from Rome.